Beruchim Havoyim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together in Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the last word on the Amud. Last time we discussed an Amud, a pillar in the Rishus HaRabim, if it's only 9 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, is given the status as a Rishus HaRabim, that people who are in the Rishus HaRabim who are traveling, they can easily put their loads on top of this Amud, and therefore such a Tashmish is convenient for them, whereby it's considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara asks, what about a hole inside of the ground? A guma, if it's only 9 tefachim deep, does it also have the status of Rishus HaRabim? Or not? Or is considered to be a karmelis because it's 9 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide? The Gemara brings a machlokis, and Rava maintains that it is not considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Gemara now, Esvei, from the following Braisa, Niskaven Lishbois B'Rishus HaRabim, V'hiniach Eruvoi Babor. If a person wants to make an Eruv, Techumin, the Torah, or rabbinically, it's prohibited from walking 2,000 Amos from a person's place of residence on Shabbos. So therefore, if a person wants to extend that 2,000 amos range, he can put an eruv where he has food 2,000 amos away, and from there walk an additional 2,000 amos, entire 4,000 amos from where he is standing. Thereby, his additional residence, his new residence rather, is really 2,000 amos from the place that he will then walk from. So the Gemara brings a braisa that says if a person wants to make his residence in the Rishus HaRabim 2,000 amos away, and he puts his eruv inside of a bor, inside of a pit, says the braisa, lamala me'asara tfachim eruvoi eruv. If this bor is higher than 10 tfachim, then it's a good eruv. Lamata me'asara tfachim ein eruvoi eruv. If it's lower than 10 tefachim, then it's not a good eruv. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Dami, what is the case in this braisa? Ilema bebor di isbe asara ulamala. If you're going to say that this bor is 10 tefachim and higher, the daloi v'oisbe, that he is raising the food and he's putting it in, ulamato de tatoi v'oisbe, and he's lowering and putting it in. Says the Gemara, mali lamala, mali lamata. What does it make a difference? Lamala lamata. Hu b'makom echad ve'eruva b'makom acherhu. He's in one place in the Rishus HaRabim, and the food is in the bor, which is asar tfachim, which is the Rishus HaYachid, whereby he doesn't have access to this food. In order to be in good eruv, techumin, he has to have access to the food. And therefore, over here, it's not going to be a good eruv. Says the Gemara, Elo la bebor deles be asara. We're talking about a bor that is not 10 tfachim deep. Veketani, and it teaches eruve eruv, that it's a good eruv. Mean to say, the ratio of the brisa that's lamala me asara tfachim is in contrast to which it says later on, lamata me'asar tefachim. Lamata me'asar tefachim means deeper than the 10 tefachim. That's where the bottom of the bore of this pit is. But lamala me'asar tefachim means that there's not 10 tefachim deep in this bore. So it says over here, then, eruv eruv. Alma says the Gemara, tashmish ayidei hadechak shmei tashmish. A tashmish that is forced, that is not a convenient tashmish, not a convenient usage of this place, in this case the bor, is considered to be a tashmish, whereby it's part of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Kasha and Rava, who maintain that it's not considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim, because it's not a convenient place to do your tashmish, to use that place for putting your things, because you'd have to bend down. Says the Gemara, Minayin. I'm sorry, and now the Gemara answers, V'zimni mishani lei, who the eruva bekarmelis. Sometimes Rava answered that it's he and the bor, which is both situated in a karmelis. and therefore there wouldn't be a problem of accessing that food from the air from the boar, because the boar is a karmelis and he's in a karmelis. I asked the Gemara the obvious question, then how does this fit into the Lashon over here? It said in this braisa that he's neskaven lishboy is b'rishus harabim, which is mashma that he was situated in the b'rishus harabim. Says the Gemara of Lefisha Eina b'rishus hayachid. The kavana was to exclude a b'rishus hayachid, because if the boar was indeed a b'rishus hayachid, it didn't make a difference. If this place rather was a b'rishus hayachid, and the boar, whether it was a b'rishus hayachid or a karmelis, it always has a din as a b'rishus hayachid, because any boar in the Rishus HaYachid is considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. So when it says Rishus HaRabim, it only comes to exclude a Rishus HaYachid. In this case, we're talking about a Karmelis. V'zimnin mishani lei, and other times Rav would answer the following. Hu b'Rishus HaRabim, the Bryce is talking about when he's situated in the Rishus HaRabim. V'eruvoy b'Karmelis, and his Eruv is situated in the Karmelis. V'rebihi, and this is according to Rebbe, that he would, yes, have access from the Karmelis, where the Eruv is, into the Rishus HaRabim, where he is situated. Why? The Omar kol dover shehu mishum shvus, lo gozu alo ben hashmoshos. There are things that are shvus that are rabbinically prohibited, and Rebbe said that those things are not prohibited during ben hashmoshos. They're only prohibited when it's Vaday Shabbos. And Ben HaShemoshos is a time of Suffolk Shabbos. That's between the time, let's say, of sunset and Seis HaKochovim. So since he does have access to the Eruv in the onset of Shabbos, during the Ben HaShemoshos, according to Rebbe, that's the opinion that Rav is following, thereby he does have access to the Eruv, and it's a valid Eruv. And indeed, it's a Karmelis, and not a Rishus HaRabim. Don't say that I'm only pushing you your proof off. I'm specifically saying this. I'm saying this definitively. This non, and I'll prove it to you from the following Mishnah. Imhaya rakak mayim. If there was a pool of water, let's say you have on a lake shore where there's a lot of sand, and on top of the sand is floating some water. That's a rekak mayim. Ureshus harabim mahaleches boy. And the populace travels in that area through it. Hazarek letoicho dalet amos chayiv. If a person were to then throw an object dalet amos onto this place, this area of the rekak, chayiv. Because there's a din of reshus harabim. The kamohu rakak mayim, how much is it considered to be a pool of water for it to be considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim? Pachos mi asar tfochim, less than asar tfochim. Urakak mayim, shirishus HaRabim, mahaleches boy, hazar letoicho dalet amos chayev. And a person who throws an object, dalet amos, onto this rakak mayim is going to be chayev. Chatos. So we pay attention to the lashon of this braisa, of this mishnah rather, that it really is doubled over. It really repeats itself, the sefer which is already presented in the reisha. So the Gemara addresses this. Bishlama rekak rekak trezimni. The fact that it says rekak two times in the mishnah doesn't bother us, because chad biyemois hachamo, v'chad biyemois hageshomim. The fact that it repeats itself is not a problem, because one type of rekak is referring to during the rainy days, whilst the other rekak talks about during the summer days. V'tzricham, we need both of them. Di ashma inu b'yemos hachamo, if we only heard that this is true during the summer, the sunny days, da avide inshi likruei nafshaihu, I would say it's because people want to cool off their feet, so they walk into this rekak of mayim, and therefore it's considered to be a valid Rishus HaRabim. Aval b'yemos ha-geshomim ik emoloi. But during the days of rain, I would say not. V'yashmonim b'yemos ha-geshomim agav dematnif mikri v'nochis. I would say during the rainy days, because anyways their boots are dirty, so that anyways they're going to go in to this rekak mayim. They have no problem walking in it. Aval b'yemois hacham aloy. I would say not during the sunny days. Tzricha, therefore we need both rekach to teach me on both the sunny days as well as on the rainy days. Ela hiluch trei zimne lamali. Why does it repeat itself, gabi the hiluch, by the walking? That seems to be superfluous. Ela lashma mina. Is it not coming to teach us hiluch aidei hadachak shmei hiluch? That a walking, right, even if it's aidei hadachak, is considered to be a good hiluch. But tashmish, the diuk would be tashmish, the usage of that area, aidei hadachak, lo shmei tashmish. But if you make a usage that is going to be a forced type of usage, it's not going to be convenient usage, that is not considered to be a good tashmish shma mina. And therefore, Rava proves himself that anything that is a tashmish, aidei hadachak, lo shmei tashmish, and therefore a guma, a hole that is 9 tefachim deep, since it's inconvenient, it's considered to be a tashmish aidei hadachak, lo shmei tashmish, and therefore it doesn't have the din as a rishus harabim. Om Rav Yehuda, a new, what seems to be an unrelated din. Rav Yehuda says the following, Hai Zriza Dekani, this Zriza Dekani, these are a bundle of reeds, Rama Vezakfe. If a person, he picks up one end, and then he tumbles it over, he picks up the other end, and he tumbles it over, as if he picks it up, and as if he's rolling it over, Loi Mechayiv Ad Ocker Lei. He's not chayiv until he makes an akira, until he picks the entire thing up where both sides are going to be up. Now this is in contrast to a case where if he would take the chavila of kanim, the bundles of kanim, and he would drag them dalad amos, then he would be chayiv. One end is still on the ground. He didn't make what seems to be an akira, picking it up, a lifting up from the ground. The answer is that since both ends are moving, that's considered to be an akira, where he'd be chayiv to make a havara dalad amos in Rishus HaRabim. But over here, one end of this bundle is always going to be on the ground. So although he's picking up one end, the other end is on the ground. When he then throws it to the other side and then picks up the other end is on the ground. So therefore, he'll never be chayiv for making a havara for dalad amos in Rishus HaRabim. Omar Mar. Now we bring back a statement. This is the latter part of the Braisa of the Dalei Reshuyos in Shabbos that we brought on Dav Vav Amid Aleph. Omar Mar. Odom oimed al ha'iskupa, noitel mi balabayis. If a person stands on iskupa, we said an iskupa is this platform, if you will, that extends out and is higher than, let's say, the bayis where he's standing, and it's the same level as the bayis, but higher than the ground level between where he's standing and the entrance to the street, that has a scoop of this area, which is a little bit of a platform, like a large step. So it says, Noitel mi balabayis v'noisen loy. He's able to then stand on this iskupa, and he's able to take from the balabayis, who is standing in the inside, v'noisen loy, and also then give to the balabayis who's standing on the inside. Noitel me'oni v'noisen loy. He's able to take from the ani who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and give from the iskupa to the ani who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Gemara, hi iskupa mai. This iskupa, what is its status? Ilema iskupa Rishus HaRabim. So if you want to say this iskupa has the status of Rishus HaRabim, so let's say we're talking about where the person is standing on this iskupa, and on the other end of the iskupa, let's say, is a mavui, and the other side of the iskupa is a Rishus HaRabim. So if he's standing iskupa, and the iskupa has a din Rishus HaRabim, so then, noitel mi balabayis, how can he take from the balabayis who's in the Rishus HaYochid? Hamapik mi Rishus HaYochid l'Rishus HaRabim. He's making a hoitzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Ve'ela skupa Rishus HaYochid, but you'll say it has a status of the mavui that's inside of it. Well, then that's a din Rishus HaYochid. noito mina ani, hakam ma'ayel mishal rabim l'shus ha'yochid. Then he's going to be then entering, he's going to take in from the shus ha'rabim into the shus ha'yochid, making a hachnasa that way. Ella, you must say, askupa b'karmelis. Rather, it's a skupa has a din, a status of a karmelis. It's not a reshus ha'rabim, it's a yochid. It's a din d'rabbanon, a reshus d'rabbanon. Noitel v'noisen l'chadchila, ask the Gemara, can you still take and give either from the reshus ha'rabim or from the reshus ha'yochid back and forth l'chadchila? Soysof isru mi ha'isa. Nonetheless, at the end, it's going to be an isr d'rabbanon. And here it says in our statement that you're allowed to do that even l'chadchila. Take from the balabayis or give to the balabayis. Take from the ani or give to the ani. Afilu l'chadchila. Ela askupa makom betur ba'almahu. Rather, the iskupa that we're talking about here is a makom betur. Kigon. The les be dalid al dalid. It's not, doesn't have the width of dalid al dalid. And therefore, it's a makom betur. So it's not a reshus harabim, and it's not a reshus hayochid. It's a makom petur that does not have dalid al dalid. And therefore, lechatchila, you can go ahead and take from the ani and give to the ani, who's situated in the reshus harabim. Or you can take from the balabais and give to the balabais from this iskupa, who's situated in the reshus hayochid. V'chiho d'chi os rav dimi, and similarly, this that Rav Dimi came from Bavel, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name of, when he came to Bavel from Eretz Israel, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mokom she'ein bo dalet al dalet tfochim, muter, levnei v'shus ha'yochid, levnei v'shus ha'rabim, lekatei falov, ubilva she'lo yachlifu. He said that indeed, a mokom that is not dalet al dalet, this is skupa that we're talking about, lichatchila, it's mutter for those who are standing in the reshus harabim to then place their load on this iskupa, and it's mutter for those who in the reshus hayochid to place their load on the iskupa. Ubilva sheliyachlifu, so long as they don't switch, meaning to say that the one who is on the reshus harabim, he cannot put his load on the iskupa and then stand, go to the reshus hayochid and then pick up his iskupa, because that would be considered to be similar to a person who's then carrying from one reshus to another reshus, and therefore that would be also midrabbanon. Omar mar ubilvad shelo yitol mi balabayis v'noisen la'oni me'oni v'noisen la'balabayis. The last statement of this brayse that we quote on Daf Vav Amud Aleph about the dalei reshuyos on Shabbos says the following: so long, provided that he doesn't take from the balabayis, the one who's standing on the iskupa, and he gives it to the ani, who is standing in the reshus harabim. And vice versa, he cannot take from the ani, who's standing in the reshus harabim, v'nois in the balabayis, and give it, the object, to the balabayis in the reshus hayochid. V'im notol v'nosan, shloish dem peturin. But if he did do that, he would take, let's say, from the balabayis who is standing in the reshus hayochid, and then take the object from him and give it to the ani in the reshus harabim, then all three of them would be potter. Says the Gemara the following question: if that's true, then lema teyavit yufta de Rava. Let's say that this is going to be a kasha on Rava. The Omar Rava, what is the refutation? Because Rava said, "Hamaavir chefetz mitchilas dalid l'soif dalid b'shus harabim," that a person who transfers an object from the beginning of a place of reshus harabim at four amos in the reshus harabim, afa bishaviru derech alov chayiv, even though that he carried it and it bypassed over himself, he's going to be chayiv, meaning to say that when he carried this object, he picked it up higher than asara tfachim, and then he reached his place four amos later and put it down. So Rava says that he's chayiv. And over here we're saying that if you go through a makom petur, then it's potter. It's true, it's osir, but it's not chayiv achatos. So this is a refutation on Rava. Says the Gemara, no, hasam loy noch, hacha noch. Over there, the reason why it's exempt, it's potter, in the case of the iskupa, is because when he took it, he took the object from, let's say, the Baal HaBayis who was standing in the Shiz HaYachid, and then he placed it down. Then he gave it over to the Ani who was situated in the Shus HaRabim. But over here in the case of Rava, Rava is talking a pace where he didn't stop in between. And therefore he went from the beginning of the Dalet Amos to the end of the Dalet Amos, although it's true he picked it up higher than Asar Tfachim where there's no Rishus HaRabim. But nonetheless, he ultimately put it down in the Rishus HaRabim Dalet Amos later, and therefore there was an Akira and a Hanacha making a Havara Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim.